Section 4. What information do we need? Any one of you who have attended a CPD course in the past will know that my starting point is always what was submitted last year. So hopefully your client or your employer has kept copies of last year's P11Ds. That will tell us what has been reported previously and therefore where we need to start in the information gathering process. There should be a permanent P11D file or a tax file with a P11D section, and this should be reviewed and updated as necessary. If there is no such file, I suggest you set one up now. If the only details reported were company cars and medical benefit, who do we need to contact to obtain details of any changes of cars? Do we know the list price of any new cars, including any second-hand car purchased? And do we know the CO2 emissions of the new cars? You might have to go to the garage where the car was bought, or to the leasing company. And whilst you could perhaps look these details up on a website, have you seen the purchase invoice to identify any accessories that need to be included in the price of the car for P11D reporting? Who can check and confirm that there was no private fuel provided to any company car driver? Do we have details of the medical insurance premiums paid by the company? And who is included in the scheme? If we need to report other expense payments and or benefits in kind, where do we get that information? Finance or accounts should be able to provide details from the ledgers, and perhaps HR or personnel, or whoever takes responsibility for such matters, will be able to tell us about any loans made to employees, or anyone who has been relocated, where there may be a reporting requirement. Is the payroll run in-house? Or do we need to ask a payroll bureau for details of any relevant payroll deductions, such as loan repayments? Where we have to go outside of the employer to obtain the information, we need to give any third party plenty of notice. It may be advisable to send them a copy of what they provided last year, which might then make it easier for them to find it this time. One of the most time-consuming aspects, especially if the employer does not have a P11D dispensation, will be to analyse the expense and petty cash claims of the directors and employees. And yes, I did also include petty cash in what needs to be looked at. We also need to remember the company credit cards, which will also need to be analysed to identify any reportable items. I can assure you that HMRC employer compliance officers will not miss them when they come to inspect the records. Do directors and employees have to be reminded to submit their March expenses earlier than usual? Do they have to be reminded to repay any private mileage to avoid the employer having to report a company car fuel benefit, which could prove very expensive? In the absence of a P11D dispensation, the P11Ds should strictly report all expense payments, whether reimbursed to the director or employee, or even whether costs were met directly by the employer. That could be via an account with the supplier, and might include a travel agent, taxi company, or perhaps flights booked directly with an airline.